This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Evening Edition with Uma and Ezra. Lynn Mutt joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. But the story here, Lynn, I understand that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he's due to start 2 days of congressional hearings, and this will take place in the next few hours.
Yes, so Zuckerberg met with his lawyers on Monday on Capitol Hill. His testimony is scheduled to begin Tuesday afternoon US time, so that's about like midnight tonight for us. Obviously, Facebook hasn't had a very good year. There was the revelation last year that Russian trolls manipulated their network to meddle in the 2016 elections. They're still struggling to rein in the spread of disinformation, fake accounts, troll farms on their platform. And of course, in the past few weeks, we also have Cambridge Analytica. Facebook still can't tell us how many of its 2 billion users may have been compromised. So really, the congressional hearings are expected to be pretty heated.
Yeah, the timing of it, it's a real double whammy, right? It's Facebook internally trying to make sense of it. But also when you have what Cambridge Analytica did, it's also trying to figure out how other platforms or companies utilize this info.
Yeah, and also they were complicit in a lot of this stuff, right? I mean, well, whether active or passively so, it's something they're going to have to address. Now, what can we expect? I mean, has there any indication of the kind of questions that they're going to ask during the hearings?
So broadly, analysts expect 3 major discussion points to come out of the hearings. So first of all, it's regulation. Facebook as a social media company isn't really regulated, but considering the amount of private data that people put on their servers, several senators on the panel are pushing for legislation. This is something that will affect other social media companies as well, so it's likely that the rest of Silicon Valley is also going to be tuning in. The second point is the argument of profit versus user protection. So Facebook's profits come primarily from targeted ads, so like what you mentioned, Uma. The question is, are they willing to sacrifice that for the sake of protecting their users?
Yeah.
And the third point is trust. So that's probably the biggest hit that Facebook's taken is that the trust that we as users place in it has been shaken. So our private data has been gathered, sold to ad companies, to election campaigns. With such a bad track record, why should we trust Facebook with any information at all? Ultimately, what the congressional hearing wants is concrete action plans that'll restore confidence in Facebook. So they won't be satisfied with the "I'm sorry, it was my mistake" line that Zuckerberg's taken before.
It seems like for Zuckerberg and his team of lawyers, it's quite a task, almost insurmountable, to make sense of the potential future steps. And also what he will be sharing will have this ripple effect to all of the other companies in Silicon Valley as well.
So much for his presidential run.
Once upon a time, Facebook was just hot or not.
Exactly, on
campuses, and now it's all about how it's meddled into our private info.
Yeah, but it's crazy, right? It's a private corporation providing this service that has suddenly being talked about as if it's a basic human right.
And well, there was a statement by Mark Zuckerberg in his interview that said, you know, when he first started Facebook, if somebody would fast forward the time, if he could time travel and said, hey, you'd be responsible about how Americans would be
voting,
he would have said, that's not the thing that I created, right? And this is what's become.
He was voting on how women looked. That's what he started Facebook for, remember?
Yeah. Well, let's move on to stocks. Here there was some talk about Ikhmas Jaya Group. Lynn, what's happening there?
Ikhmas Jaya has been appointed as the main contractor for some hospital upgrade works. It's a contract that's worth 199 million ringgit. Their stock did pretty well in trade today. They were up 11% to 39 cent with 2.1 million shares traded.
All right. Well, thanks to Lynn Mutt for that wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.